Thank you. 96, I did an album with Rudy Lang. And, this year I did an album that people, well, hi. Hi, everybody. It's always been an album that, that not just fans have liked, but mine and critics have liked as well. It's the Rough Mix album. And this, decided to do a few songs from it. Sometimes I play Misunderstood and a few other things. But this time, we're doing the one that, in a way, you know, the thing about the album is that Ronnie said to me, you know, I want you to produce my record, and I said, I can't produce your record, but I'll work with you on the record. And what actually that album led to was Ronnie's great belief was that I could work as a solo artist, not necessarily to get me out of the hood, but work as a solo artist. That album helped me find myself. And this, for example, was the song that when I played it to Roger, he loved it and he said it was a great song. And he said, you know, this is a song you've got to sing, it's called Heart to Hang On To. Johnny Boy is always propping up the bar. You see my crystal eyes to his jaw. He says he only lives to be. His whole life is just a cry of fear. Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a soul that's tender. Give me a heart to hang on to. A heart to
Very Thank you.
This is where we beg your indulgence for the reason I'm here really is not to play old songs that you already know. I'm trying to incite your interest in a new thing which I'm sure you know about now, called psychedelics. We have done a test date and it went okay, so I'm a little bit more confident than I would otherwise be, but you know, things can go wrong. All kinds of things can go wrong. We're doing something that isn't wildly new in theatrical terms, but in rock and roll terms it is. We've got actors on the stage, sure you know about all this, projections and stuff, and we're changing it all the time, we're changing it every day, making it better, by making it shorter. And this one starts off with a song you may have already heard on the radio called English Boy.
There's no truth. mean so more than playing empty halls for you and your fucking Freemason cronies.
What you need, Ray, is a kick up the bloody arse. Look, I'm running out of your money. If you must be introspective, at least do it in public. Millions want to share in your loneliness and misery. You'll have to put out something new. Soon you'll have no choice, you'll have to try.
Now, the press destroyed me, Rasmus. But I need to be back in control of my own existence. I'll then leave off, right?
What are you up to, Larry? What keeps you amused? How can you stand this solitude after all that fucking fun? I mean, look at you now. What are you? You're mature.
Mature? I'm not mature. I'm just derelict. Look. Inside, I'm the same as I ever was.
It's a job to wait for Gus. She's a journalist. Oh shit, I forgot. Of course she won't be here. She's in the States. Well, come on, let's go in anyway. I mean, you've got to get back in the mainstream sometime. Come on, Ray. Well, you won't share it in the place.
Yeah, that bloody cow wrote that I'm ugly.
Well, you are ugly.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, you are, actually.
Bollocks, let's go in.
Let's people tend to send the boy to the bus.
trawling with journalists. I ain't a fucking lot of them.
How you doing, fucking wanker? Look, you've got to play the game, Ray. You've got to play.
Now, you know what I think. If you've got beauty or talent, you're going to get called up in some kind of prostitution. It's inevitable. That's all my life was on the road. Prostitution. Now, we're all cunts after all. Give us another drink, as you know.
I find all this fascinating. It's a pity Ruth Lee thinks this, isn't it?
Oh, she'll get it. She'll get it, all right, from her way. Don't you worry, my story will get told. Call me a jerk again, I'll have to get your bicycle pumped out. Yeah.
Talking of flat tyres, how's Ray?
Oh. I don't know what he's doing. You know, he must have some dough stashed away, and he's up to something, but God knows what it is. I mean, all he does is he just sits and reads his bloody fan mail.
So he still gets it?
I don't know what will fire him up.
And then I could fire him up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could do it. You say he still reads his fan mail.
Yeah. You know, if you can do something, Ruth, you know, it'd be worth millions. You know that? And, I'd cut you in. You know, I would.
Yeah, well, I might have an idea, but it'd be dangerous. Especially for Ray.
children need to be protected. So enjoy the present while we hope for the future. Slip on to the life experience for you today.
I'm working on a dream project myself right now. If I try and help you, will you swear to keep it a secret? Yours sincerely, Ray High. It wasn't meant to be funny, it was erotic.
Well, you think a photo of your laying on her mother's grave is bloody erotic.
Yeah. She was naked. Star fucking naked.
Oh, before was she gorgeous or what?
Yeah. The weird thing was, she had witch's teats.
Witch's what?
Witch's teats. Two little extra nipples below her tits.
Only four nipples. Poor underprivileged kid.
Yeah, there's a photo of her on the side there. Don't touch it and get it wet. She says she can sing and dance. She's dancing topless now in San Francisco.
With four nipples, I could get her a double fee.
I had heard he couldn't even open a bottle without a drink in his diary. He's even got up the nose of his sexy manager. I hear poor old Rastus Knight now has a challenged coke habit. I was at a soft spot for Rastus, and I've even seen him looking at it. While I was away, I hear Ray went into my club. Thanks, Ray. That put an end to happy hour. Why my place anyway, Ray? Nobody there gives two finer faxes about peace and love. I heard about you, Mr. Stinking Rich has been rodent drinking vintage Krug as though it was two bob a bottle. I'll be watching out for you.
Thank you.
In answer to your questions, firstly, it wouldn't help you feel secure. In fact, it would defeat you. Secondly, like you, something awful happened to me as a child, but I learned from it. The only power available to lies in your submission. Isn't that what the food was all about? Remember, you don't have to bury the pain. You can use it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Restless, it's Ruth. Look, I've got something to show you. It's a bit complicated. But my plan has worked. It's incredible. So I'm going to act, and I'm going to act soon. But before we do anything else, we need to talk about my commission, okay? So I'll see you tomorrow. I might be a bit late, but I will be there this time. So call me back tonight, okay? I've really got Ray where I want him now. Who'd have thought it? Thanks to my expose, all hell broke loose for Ray High as the porno penthouse story burst upon us this week. It started harmlessly enough when pretty American 15-year-old Rosalind Nathan wrote to her pop hero, Ray High. Child, now turned alcoholic vegetable, frantically encouraged a sordid series of what can only be described as letters. This steamy correspondence climaxed in the innocent 14-year-old's now infamous photo, with its suggestion of nakedness, underage necrophilia, and incest. High issued what can only be described as instructions by return and post. She opened her heart to him, she loved to sing. But he seized upon her gullibility to test out his weird theories of stardom. Now there's been a new development. Although Ray High's albums have been re-released, these normal people will be more interested in young Rosalind. She's a brilliant singer, and with my help has just released a brilliant new record. I predict a smash hit for this talented, sexy young singer so rudely abused by that slime ball, Ray High.
I plan an eternity. I was seeking to commandeer one of the Grid Life studios and stage a live rock concert for every single person wearing grid suits. That's 50% of the world's population. The result would be amazing. Everyone who experiences the concert would slip out of their suit and come to the show. They'd be drawn to it. This would produce the biggest live concert audience in history.
Pleasure.
Now what the fuck are you playing at?
I'm just doing my job, all right?
Well, this line crap!
Just wait, you'll see.
Now what's going on between you and Rastus? Oh, is that how you got the photo?
Raymond, do me a favor. One in a million people has these.
Yeah, I know.
which is teats.
Oh, Rastus! Rastus, you fantastic bastard!
You in it, eh? You're Rosalind. That was you in that photo. You dirty cow. But you couldn't have been older than what? 14? No wonder Ray started writing to you.
How did you know? Oh, right, the witch's teeth. Yeah. Me and a couple of school friends took it. We were only about 12. Ray believes that Rosalind's Uncle Charlie took it. By force.
Yeah, well, I knew you were smart, Ruth. But not that smart.
Well, it worked, didn't it? His old records are selling like mad.
So, he wrote your song then, did he?
That would be telling. Okay, Ray. Rosalind doesn't need you anymore. I'm handling her now. You manipulated her. Careful what you say. I might print it.
I don't give a smorgasbord about that load of old bollocks you churn out.
Now, now, Ray, don't get introspective. We've hit the headlines. We're back in calculator country.
Look, I helped her deal with her problem.
She doesn't have a problem.
How do you know she doesn't have a problem?
Because she just doesn't. Do you?
She knows I do. If she were here now, we could ask her, couldn't we? Couldn't we, Rastus?
Well, yeah, we could, yeah, if she was here.
Are you saying that nothing I wrote from?
You didn't help her. You just made her a fucking star.
Thank you.
your own vibration in the cosmos. All of you know one another through the other side. You're blending, getting harmony. As you blend, your song will change. In the end, your music will turn into a sound so complete that will show us that we all are one, free. We are in tune.
Listen, I know what you two have been up to. Now, more to the point, I know what you've been up to.
Oh, yeah? Well, I know what your game is, too. I've seen all the letters. What a fool you are, Ray Highsmith.
Ruth, you just don't get it, do you?
What?
I knew. I knew all the time.
Yeah. cut. 5%, that's 60 grand. Back to my place.
60 grand? It's not much, is it, for what I dreamed up?
Oh, I don't know. 15 grand a nipple.
5% of what he's getting. He's a rich boy, isn't he?
Don't worry, now you're on board, there'll be more.
How much more?
Loads more. Look, it worked, that's all that matters. He's in his element. This is just the beginning. Tours, TV, tootin' tarts. Back where we belong, on top. And no more bloody letters.
Dear Lily, thank you for the pictures. You look really nice. I'm back in the studio again.
It could save the planet. Shut up, Rasmus. Okay, Raylo, when you're ready, in your own time, sweetheart.
They pervade everything. Human consciousness is reflected by them. Atoms are vibrations between positive and negative forces. Some very subtle, some complex, but it's all music. Soon, we will switch in the whole world. Every person wearing experience loop will share this adventure with us.
Thank you.
Red light. Red light was a vision. A real vision. Not a fiction, not a fairy tale. A glimpse of the future. Today, 20 years later, the apocalypse it foresaw is nearer. But whatever you read in the newspapers, we still don't have any alternative reality. It's all games now. It's all lies and deceit. What happened to the truth?
Yeah.
What happened to the dream? What happened to all that lovely hippie shit?
Thank you so much for seeing us through that.
Oh,
course, my seven would empty glass. Thank you. have a penis now, which means that we play anything that we think. You might like them here. Including new numbers. Yeah, it's a new numbers. We just had a short period of rehearsal, and it's the way I like it. It's the way Simon likes it. It's the way we all like it, really. We can play that. Hey. death up here.
Thank you.
It's called Keep Me Turning. Well, Manchester.
Yeah.
I'm doing a new song now, which is You Better Be Bad, which I'm doing it not because it's a new song. I'm doing it because it's a song that's is something I feel very strongly about. Why? I like it too. I'm going to play it. Anyway, here it goes.
You better, you better, you better.
A little voice. On guitar over here. I will come later. So if you ever want to see him again, you're watching him again. My old buddy, we go in and out of the sewer together. He's done great work MDing this show, putting the band together. Okay. John Ray Buckley! On guitar. Solo performances. Peter Hunt Evans on mouth organ. And thank you all very much.
Oh, I got to you. Thank you. Oh! Benefit Chicago's Maryville Academy for Abused and Disadvantaged Kids. Please welcome Pete Townsend and special guest Eddie Vedder.
Johnny boy, he's always propping up the bar. He sees life crystallize through his jaw. He says he only lives for beer, but his whole life is just a cry of fear.
Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a soul that's tailor-made.